Okay, so today, again, continuing Chatzitza, I think probably through next week we'll still remain Kupsadichas, and then we'll move on. But we're getting really down to the Lamaisa stuff now. So makeup. Is makeup a Chatzitza? So you'll say, who cares? Just take it off. Don't go to the mikvah with makeup. Why would a woman go to the mikvah with makeup on? The answer is, I got a call just last Friday. Rabbi, can I go to the mikvah during the day on Friday? Because of makeup. Because if I'm not wearing makeup, everyone in shul is going to realize that I'm, you know, that I went to the mikvah the night before, and you know it's embarrassing for me, you know, things like meisim b'chol yom, not b'chol yom, every week, you know, every yontif. That a woman feels that if she does, she's not wearing makeup on Shabbos, then everyone's going to realize that. So it used to be back in the old days when before people were familiar with the Malacha of Tzaveya, that women would just put on makeup on Shabbos. But that's awesome, so you're not allowed to do that. So if you're not allowed to do that. So when people didn't care, so that was, you know, then we didn't get the Shaila so much. But once people started actually going to seminary and learning Ilam Tes Malachos, so that caused all the problems, right? So now women want to know, like, what do I do? It's going to be so embarrassing if I'm not wearing makeup. So let's do a little bit of a discussion of makeup. Ooh, Agav, I wanted to mention to you, I got the following shaila today from someone I don't know, someone from a different country. It's not the first time I got this shaila. It's a difficult issue. Someone called, it has nothing to do with this, really has to do with harchakos, but I'll just mention it quickly. A guy texted me, Rabbi, you don't know me, I feel like I know you from your shiurim. Okay, fine. And from the pictures of you and your family wearing Jets jerseys, okay, fine, good. So he said that his wife Nebuch has like very, very severe anxiety, like very severe. Like he'll come home sometimes and she'll just be crying on the floor, like not able to, like very severe anxiety. And he said that the only way to comfort her is to give her a hug. Like nothing short of a hug will comfort her. He says, what am I supposed to do when she's in need? What am I supposed to do when she's in need? So I get that shayla a lot more than I would like to. So, okay, something to think about. What's the answer? What's the pashut answer? What's the pashut answer?
Find another female figure to give her a hug.
Right, meaning you need an eitzah, but it's negia b'derech chiba. With Ishtonida is, you could say it is what? Not just us, it's more than us. It's Yahreg Valyava. Right? Nigir Shalob Derechib is us. Nigir Derechib is Yahreg Valyava. So, okay, I got to figure out. I went to Rabbi Willie this morning. I told him, he's like, what do you want? I said, I'm not asking a Shailin Halacha. I'm asking, how do I not sound like a jerk? Right? How do I not sound cruel when answering a question like that? Okay, something to think about. But anyway, back to makeup. Let's go to happier things. So back to makeup. So the Gemara in Maseches Vachim, Daf Sadiches, tells us the following. Amar Rava, pshitali dam al bigdol chotzeitz. If a person has dam on his beged, then and he wants to tovel that beged, so that it's a chatzitza on the beged. But if he's a butcher and he wants to tovel his butcher's apron and there's blood on it, it's not a chatzitza because it's like that's what it's supposed to have on it. Revav al bigdol chotzeitz. If he's got an oil stain on his beged, then it's a chatzitza. V'imocha revavu. But if he's an oil salesman, then ain't a chotzeitz. Then it's not a chatzitza because that's what he's supposed to have on his beged. So by Rava raised the following shayla: Dam urevav al bigdol mahu. What if he's got blood and oil on his beged? Is that a chatzitza? So it says, who are you talking about? Im tabachu. If he's a butcher, then the oil is a chatzitza. And if he's an oil salesman, then the blood is a chatzitza. So says the Gemara, no, he's like one of those guys, you know, that open up one of those shops that like repairs your shoes and gives you haircuts and tailors your clothing, right? I mean, he does everything. He sells oil and he shechts your animals for you. He does it all for you. He's one of those one-stop shops. So the tzricha David ha veha, he does both. So the shaila is, I know that butchers aren't makbid about blood, and I know that oil salesmen aren't makbid about oil, but is someone who's a butcher and an oil salesman makbid about both? He wouldn't be makbid about either one, but maybe two of them, that's too much to handle. And maybe that would be hakfada. So Gemara says teku. The Gemara leaves that unresolved. I just saw in today's daf, in the Masifta on today's daf, I don't know why, of all places in Shas, the Masifta decided to elaborate that there are five explanations of what the word teku means. I was always taught in fifth grade, Rabbi Shachalim taught us, Tishbi Taritz Kushiyos Yibayis. So that's right, that's a Rashi Tate. That's a Tos Yom Tov writes, that's what the Shlach HaKadosh writes. That's not what the word means. I mean, the word means something. So anyway, but take the Gemara. So everyone says it means what it means, right? That it means that there's no man. We don't have an answer to this question. So whether it's a lashon of tekum or tehei koi or whatever, however you go through the etymology of it, the Aruch has some opinions. Okay. So if there's both blood and grease for a person who normally would care about neither, the Gemara is not sure. Would he care about both? So clearly, though, a butcher doesn't have to worry about blood, and an oil salesman doesn't have to worry about oil. So the basic idea is that we don't say batla daitzei etzel das kaladam in such a case, and say that, oh, because most people care about blood, so blood's a chatzitz, or because most people care about oil is a chatzitz, we don't say that. Because all butchers would not be makbid about blood. Prisha in Osiutas explains that means anybody in his position wouldn't be makbid, so the actual das kaladam is not to be makbid, given the circumstances, meaning anyone in that circumstance would also not be makbid, so it's not... It is but the daitrei tzel das kaladam, but the das kaladam is kaladam in his circumstance. So kaladam, who would be a butcher, would not be makbid about blood. So the obvious question in that Gemara is, what's the Gemara Shaila? But is he makbid about both? Is he makbid about blood and oil? L'chora, you could just ask the guy, when he has both dam or revav on his clothing, are you makbid? So the Achronim explain, of course, what you expect them to answer. That we would say but the daitrei tzel das kaladam. And the Gemara's question is, what is das kaladam? Right, that's the teku. We're not sure what das kaladam is about dam urevav al bigdo. Now la halacha, the Magen Avram in Siman Kuf Samach Aleph Sukkot Yedzayin in Orchaim says that when it comes to tevila da uraisa, we're machmir. I mean, since it's a teku, so what do you do with the teku? So teku is a suffix. So when it comes to a din da uraisa, you got to be machmir. So when it comes to tevila the mikvah, which is din da uraisa, you're gonna have to be machmir. But when it comes to netilas yedayim, the rabbanan we're maker. If a person has two professions and they both leave stains on his hands, right? He's a shochet and a painter, and he's got blood and paint on his hands. So, since it's a suffix in the Gemara, would he be makbid about two things? And it heals the dime to our we could be makil. That's what the Magen Avraham writes. Anything troubling about that Magen Avraham? For the rice is going to be makbid. For the rabbanim, we're going to be makil. What's troubling about the Magen Avraham? Yeah, it's only the rice of Zerubbabel makbid. It's not the rice of Beit Tevila. Beit Tevila, it's also the rabbanim. So many achronim raised this question. The Shvos Yaakov and Chelik Alves and Samach Tes Prima Gadim over there in Eshel Avram, Kuf Samach Alves Sivkat and Zayin, and they disagree with the Magen Avram because even by Yenida it's not a Chatzitza Doraisa, as long as it's not a Rov of her body. So the Sidrei Tara in Sivkat and Mem explains that what the Magen Avram means is that in a Chinami, the Chatzitza Shaila is a Shaila whether it's a Chatzitza Midrabanan. But her tuma is a tuma da'oraisa, meaning the need for tevila is a need on a da'oraisa level, and therefore we would treat it like a suffix da'oraisa, because it's not only a suffix whether this is a chatzitza or not. If it's a chatzitza midrabanan, it didn't solve her tuma midoraisa, and on that level it would be treated like a da'oraisa. It's very questionable whether you should say that. Is that normally the rule of sveikos? It's also not so pashut, by the way, according to many Rishonim, that teku means that you say sovik daraisa l'chum and sovik darabana l'kula. Right, it's machlokas Rishonim. Some Rishonim understand that teku means let it stand. Let it stand means you're not allowed to be machriya l'kula. That because we don't know, we always have to be machriya l'chum, even if it's a darabana. So that's a machlokas among the Rishonim. You have in the back, in the standard editions of the Vilna Shas, in the back of Masech HaShabbos, there's klolei ha-rif ha-rush, right? There are klolim of how the rif and the rush paskin halachos. So over there, a quote over there, I think it was written by the Karpin Nassanel. So over there, it has quotes the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rush in terms of whether teku is always l'chumra or teku is like a regular subject, and something d'arayis l'chumra, something d'arayis l'chumra. Okay, good. So that's as far as someone who has two stains from different professions that neither one would be makbid, so together are they both makbid?
If it's a tuma problem, then don't we say suffik tum versus rabbi
tamar? Yeah, so the question is when you're talking about nida labaila, is that tuma tara? Okay, go back to the first year of the year, right? Whenever we spoke about that, right? That it's probably a simba heter. So when we talk about nida labaila. So the question then becomes, is the body different than the begadim? Meaning the Gemara spoke about Revav al Bigdo, Dam al Bigdo, right? In Hilchus Netilas Yadayim, we're talking about on the fingers, not on the beged. So there's a machlokes Rishonim, whether paint on the body is different than stains on the clothing. And you see where we're going with this, because if we're going to have to talk about makeup, we're going to have to talk about something that's on a person's body. So most Rishonim, including the Rashba in his commentary to Chulin Kuf Zayin, as well as in the Torah Zabayis in a couple of places, the Ritva in Chulin Kuf Vavim Beis, the Rush in Hilchos Megvosim and Kuf Zayin, most Rishonim say that any coloring on the face or other part of the body is not a chatzitza because it's a no makvid. Meaning if it's just something that colors the face, then it's not a chatzitza because no one's makvid about that. The Torah specifically says that yadayim tzavuos are not a chatzitza, but he says that anything that's inbo mamash is not a chatzitza anyway, meaning if it doesn't have any substance, which we'll get to that in a moment. The Mi'iri wonders why paint would be a chatzitza if painters would, why paint wouldn't be a chatzitza. Every painter before Shabbos tries to get the paint off of his fingers. Maybe he's not makbid during the week, but the Mi'iri says everyone comes to shul looks the same on Shabbos. Right? You have people that are in that spend the whole week in overalls and you know, messy clothing. They come to shul on Shabbos, they're wearing a strimel and a beksha, and they look as clean and as put together as anybody else. Right? You can't tell. As Joe Lieberman wrote in his book about Shabbos, you come to shul on Shabbos, you can't tell who's a United States senator and who's you know, a sanitation worker. Like, it doesn't. Everyone's all dressed up for Shabbos. So, Frek the Meiri, every painter's going to try to clean off his fingers from paint before Shabbos. So, shouldn't that make it makbid? Even though he's not makbid during the week, but he's makbid on Shabbos. Oh, so says the Zichron Yosef, a riot my Yisod. Right? What's the Yisod of Zichron Yosef? Yeah, you're going to be makbid, but you're not going to be makbid now. It's going to be at a certain time in the future on Friday afternoon that you're going to be makbid, and never a moment before that. Oh, so that's called even makbid. Right, that's the Zichron Yosef brings that as one of the rayas to his yisod. So, in the Tshuvas Halachos Ketanos Chelek Aleph Simchat, he says that blood on a mole's hand is not a chatzitza, because he's not makbid on account of the chavivus hamitzvah. Right, the shayla, should a mole wear gloves? Right, and so it's two shaylas in terms of a mole wearing gloves. One shayla about a mole wearing gloves is, if he needs to use his tziporet to do the priya, so it could be that he's making it more difficult for himself to perform the mila properly. Okay, maybe yeah, maybe no. Well, and we'll tell you that's not so hard. Gloves are very, very thin. The other shaila is, by using gloves, it could be that he's saying that he doesn't want to get dirty. He doesn't want his hands to get dirty, right? And that's a bizui mitzvah, to not want to get your hands dirty with a mitzvah. Right, that's what the Gemara says in Pesachim. I think that who was it? When the Amoraim said a particular family of Kahunas cursed forever because they wanted to wear gloves when they did the avodah because they didn't want to get their hands dirty. No, Adraba, the Kohanim would walk around there of Pesach, ala kuvisei bedam, they would walk knee deep in blood, and that was a chavivus mitzvah. That was a kavod hamakom. So the halachas ketanos in Chelek Aleph Simchat says that blood on a mole's hands are not a chatzitza, because adrabah, it's chavivus mitzvah. That's what the Rama writes. Similarly, over here in Sif Yud Zayin, that the Rama writes, "V'chein mishum nasul yoshochet al katzav yadav mulchachos tamid bedam ein achot shob ne'um nazu ein amakpid." So in Shvus Yaakov in Chelek Aleph Simen Samachtes, he questions this because the Gemara in Zvachim Lamed Hei says that dam yavesh on the feet of the Kohanim is a chatzitza between their feet and the Ritzvah Sa'azara. So if that's true, the dam yavesh on the feet of the Kohanim is a chatzitza, and they're not allowed to have a chatzitza between their feet and before the Azara, what do you mean? Shevach hul b'nei Aaron shiyum halachim adak v'seim b'dam. He said it was a great shevach, it's chavivus mitzvah, they would dafka walk around knee deep in blood. So what do you mean? Dam yavesh is going to be a chatzitza, why should it be a chatzitza? It's a shevach, it's chavivus. So it must be that we only assume, says the Shvos Yaakov, the Chiddush, we only assume ein makbid when it's on clothing. But when it's on your skin, people are much more sensitive about things on their skin, and that's going to be makbid. However, Shvos Yaakov says that when it's just dye or paint on a person's hands and it's not blood, then he's not makbid about it. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says that a painter is not makbid about the paint on his hands. Meaning, in order for something to be makbid, it needs to be on his skin and it needs to be blood. That blood is kind of gross. So blood on a person's skin, blood on his baguette, if it's something that he's used to having and it's his profession, whatever, that's not going to be a problem, says the Shulchan Aruch. Against Rama, right? Rama writes over here, if someone's a shochet or a katzav, the yadav muluch lachos tamid b'dam, right? That it's ein ochotzeitz. So Shlosh Yaakov seems to say that not that way. So in the Shirei Tara over here, he argues and he says that even on the body, it's not necessarily a chatzitza. What do you do with the kasha, with the kohanim, with the dry blood on their feet? So he says that since we have a rule that kulo she'eno makbid is a chatzitza midaraisa, so when it comes to Netilas Yadayim, we consider a chatzitza on the entire hand to be a problem, even if you're eino makbid. So when it came to the kohanim b'avodasam, the entire chatzitza issue is only about the feet, so we consider a chatzitza on the entirety of the bottom of the feet to be a problem midaraisa, because it's kulo, it's not rubo. Right? Meaning, a kohen is only not allowed to have a chatzitza between his feet and the mitzvah sazara. So you don't measure by the whole body, you just measure by the feet. Just like by Netilas Yadayim, you wouldn't measure by the whole body, because you don't wash your entire body for Netilas Yadayim, only measure, wash the hands for Netilas Yadayim. So since it's the issue with the Kohanim by the Azara wasn't about makbid, they're not makbid. The issue was that it was kulo, that the entire bottom of their feet was full of dry blood. So how does this play out, la'alacha? So the Rishonim, the Rush, and the Kvos, and the Chav Zayin writes, v'nashim atzobos atzman, women who paint themselves, nir she'inu chotzitz. So I don't see that as a chatzitza. Ki hu noy lehen, ve'inu makbidos, ela asu b'miskaven. It's a noy for them. It's a way to beautify themselves. It's not a chatzitza. They did it on purpose. Va'od, she'in bo mamish al chazus b'yalma. And on top of that, you don't feel it. It just has colored their skin. V'kal isha she'umnasa l'tzvala, kivin she'darka b'kach e'na machpedas. K'daminu b'zvachim paritam chatos, revav al bigdol chotzeitz, v'mocha revav hu'e'na chotzeitz. So basically, two important clues. First of all, anything that's a little noy is not a chatzitza, says the Rush. And second of all, anything that's a mamashos is not a chatzitza. The Rashba writes both of these things as well, but there's a big deal in the Achronim, which reason is the Iker, with huge nafkaminas, right? And can you be makel with each reason on its own? Meaning, do you need both reasons to be operative in order to be makel? Can you take one or the other? Can you take only one of them? Right? What would be nafkamina? No, ink stain on the hand, right? If you ever have a pen explode in your hand, you guys probably, from the youngest age, never really use pens. You probably always take notes on laptops. I don't know, but when I was a kid, I even still, to this day, I carry around a pen, right? So if you use pens, you're into pens. I like to write my gemaras and stuff. So if you use pens and a pen explodes on your hands, what do? You go and you try to wash it off. But sometimes you just can't get it all off. So okay, eventually your skin will shed and whatever will get. It's not going to be there forever and ever, right? But you can't feel it. There's no mamashos. There's nothing above the surface of the skin. But it's not lenoi. You don't like having a pen mark on your hand. So l'chora, that would be enough kavina, right? It's something that's ain't about mamashos, but it's not lenoi. On the flip side, a woman's makeup. A woman's makeup, you can feel, right? If she were to touch her face, it would come right off on her fingers, right? It leaves a layer over her face. A layer gets caked onto her face. Or a man's makeup, for that matter. We'll talk about it. When why you did that, what was it? It was one of these events that I had to like go on the Hanukkah dinner thing. Yeah, I had to be. I was interviewed by a woman talking about YU who I'd never heard of Rav Soloveitchik, because that was funny. But they're like, oh, it's going to be like on TV. You have to do makeup. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. But so they do it. Like all these men you see on TV have makeup on all the time. Like, and it's like gross. It's like thick. Like afterwards they give you wipes and you wipe it off your face and it's like, you know, it's a thick layer cakes on. So makeup is mamashos. There's mamashos on makeup, but it's lenoi. So the Taz in Sivkat Yudzayin sounds like Ein Bo Mamish is enough on its own. That if somebody's just Ein Bo Mamish, then you don't have to worry about it. And that's very important, because if it doesn't even, meaning the whole sugya of chatzitza, we say you always have to ask two questions. Number one, is it a chatzitza to begin with? Meaning, does it even enter the parsha of chatzitza? Right? Meaning, like, the walls of the room where the mikveh is are not a chatzitza. Oh, but they're surrounding her. Yeah, but they're not, like, on her body. So they're not a problem, right? Something that's just not on her is not a chatzitza. Similarly, things that are under her skin, they're not a chatzitza to begin with. Once you determine that something's a chatzitza, you then have to talk about, is it rov, is it makbid, is it, you know, is it a problematic chatzitza? But first you have to see whether it's chatzitza. So says the Taz, in Sivkat Yedzayin, or at least he's mashma, that Ein Bo Mamish is enough on its own. That if the ink stain on the hand, you did your best, and you wash and you wash and you wash, and you can't get it off, and you don't feel it there anymore, that's enough that it's not a chatzitza. On the other hand, the Sidrei Tara in Sivkat Lam Gimel, the Shirei Tari points out that Shulchan Aruch says that a painter with some Saba Al Yadav is only okay because Eino Makbid. So it sounds like the fact that it's Ein Bo Mamish doesn't help. A painter that has paint on his hands, it only works because he's Eino Makbid. Is that a good raya? So Rav Moshe points out in the Tshuva, Yerdei Chel Gimel Sim Sarach Beis, he says, because paint is Yesh Bo Mamish. I mean, that's why you need to say that he's Eino Makbid. Paint is Yesh Bo Mamish. Maybe ink is Ein Bo Mamish, but paint? Paint you'll feel on your hands still. I guess it depends on the metzias, whether the paint was more like ink or the paint was more like paint. I don't know. So the Torah writes, Tzaba shetzofos ha-nashim al-pneim, v'seya roshan, einon chotzeitz, v'chein mishu imnosu tzaba v'yadav tzuos einon chotzeitz. That women who put makeup on, it's not a chatzitza. It says the Bach, v'lo dami l'kol shechutz la'ayin d'chotzeitz, and it's not like the stuff they put on their eyes, which is a chatzitza. The shiny house and the command marshals are called up. Gabe Saba in Shama marshals, Elamar Iso shall seven bulvad, Kumashkas for Rush for Rush, but keep the name of Macvedis Bekach, Ela Adra, but also Tamit the Kavana, Havle Miuto, the inner Macvedero Chotes. Regular color is different than that which has mamashos. So it seems though from the Lush of the Bach that you need both. It has to be for beauty, he understands the Rush. It's got to be for beauty and that thing about mamashos. Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Zayin Paskins that Tzeva Shetzovos HaNashim Al Pneihen, right, V'yedeihen, V'sar Roshan, Eino Chotzeitz, and V'chein Mishu Tzaba V'yadav Tzuos Eino Chotzeitz, and if someone's a painter. And the Rambam says, V'chein Mishu Nasu L'Yoshochit V'katzot. So the Shach writes, V'seir Roshan Af Al Pi Shechofer Rov HaSeir Okulo. He says, even if it's a Rov, and even if you hold that you measure seir separately from the body, what do you mean? Granted, it's Eino Makbid, but it's a robe, it's got to be a chatzitza. So says the Shach, no. Harehu kegufo shel seir, sheino chotzitz. Because if it's Ein Bo Mamashos, then it becomes the hair. It's not a chatzitza to begin with, to even get into the discussion of Rav Makbid. Vaseirhu kegufo shel adam. Va'od sha'amara min atzeva Ein Bo Mamash, sheino dome, l'diyo shechotzitz. Doesn't mean Mamashos adiyo. Kakos Rav Meiruch. So what are we passing about makeup? L'chara? When you just read Shulchan Aruch and you also came, what are we passing about makeup? So really, l'chora, it should be fine because it's for beauty. And really, one reason or the other should be enough. They're for different reasons. Beauty makes it that it's Eino Makbid. When it has no mamashos, makes it not even a chatzitza b'chlal. So really, technically, it should be fine. But it's not the issue we just need to do. We remove even things that are not a chatzitza, first of all, because it's not Ramah, right? Ashkenazim remove things that are not a chatzitza. And the other thing is, if she goes to the mikvah with makeup on, the makeup's not going to look nice anyway, right? Meaning, once she showers and goes to the mikvah, it's going to mess up the makeup anyhow. So, and then it's going to be makvid, right? Because then it's not going to look good. So, and she won't be happy anyway. So there's no benefit of going to the mikvah with makeup on. So now the thing is, now they're developing makeups that are like almost totally waterproof. That the only way to get them off is with special solution or this or that, but water doesn't take it off and it leaves it pristine and perfect.
Rabbi once said that it's okay to go to the mikvah, a spray tan is not a chatzitza. So how would everybody be magda between something that's not mamashas where we try to take it off versus
yeah, because the spray tan after you shower, whatever was mamashas is off. There's no mamashas to it whatsoever.
Yeah, but if makeup has no mamashas, where you said take
no,
it off.
No, makeup I think does have mamashas. Makeup has mamashas, but it's lunoi, so you could, you know, something is lunoi, so it's a makda. Yeah. Now, again, Ramosha writes by Hilton Tulis Yedayim, he writes in Orachayim Chelim Beis Mekuf Yod, Ubedvar Diyo, Imu Chatzitza Tulis Yedayim, he says, Mefurish Pshulchan Aruch, the lach in a chutzit. If there's something moist, it's not a chutzit. So Pashut Shehu Af Shenikar is a marish achurris, even if you have black ink on your hands. Va'af Be'en, Mishum Shamayim Magi, Lugufo Derech Diyo Halach. But no one ever has wet ink on their hands. Vimu Yaveish, says Ramosha, who chatzitza, v'tzarech tchila lahavir adiyo b'mayim ulenagid kodem anitila, v'nishar rak mara adiyo v'lo be'en inu chotzitz chizitz v'shach yordeas v'mkum tzadichas. Ramosh says if all you have is the color but it's not mamashos, so the shach says that it's fine. Then Ramosh writes yordeach el gimel simus amach beis ulufi zeh gam ha'af ha'payim Kivit shenasu lenoi, va'usin b'miskavein in lam lachtos. False eyelashes. Women get fake eyelashes, and they're not easy to take off. Let's say a woman, I don't know, she has a simcha in the family, whatever, so she got these fake eyelashes, and if she takes them off prematurely, if you let them fall off, so they fall off, it's no big deal. But if you take them off prematurely, it rips off her eyelashes with it. So it's painful, and she'll look like ridiculous for a little bit, until her eyelashes grow back. Right, so what do you do about the fake eyelashes? Ramosha writes, "Kivin shenasim lenoi, bolsim demiskavin einan lachzos." They really shouldn't be a chatzitza. Now, this is something that clearly has mamashos, right? But it's lenoi. Ramosha writes, "Aval arusha because of olam shein b'mamish alechazusu bialma shelchein ulai yesh l'stabik devsho lo samachal tam denoi levad." So maybe we can't rely on the reason for noi alone, because Rosh gives both reasons. Now, if we feed that side of the Moshe, makeup also. We're not comfortable about relying on makeup, not only because of the Ramah, that we remove any foreign substance from our bodies, but I'm not sure that noi alone is enough. He says, Bishlam, according to the Taz, who holds either one reason or the other is good enough, so good, then the fake eyelashes and makeup is fine. But the Sidrei Torah says you can't rely on just one reason or the other. And he brings a raya from the paint. There's no mamashos. And you still need it to be in a makbid. So then, after this topic, maybe if you can't rely on the Eivah mamashos reason alone, maybe you can't rely on the noi reason alone. And Rav Moshe says, Afshalom muvan kushyaso, the ikat tzava sheyesh b'mamashos k'tas, k'diyo d'choshesh, mishum d'yesh b'mamashos. He says, even though I don't get his raya, meaning his raya, like we said before, his raya is from paint on the hands. Ah, paint never has mamashos. So Rav Moshe says, yeah, it does. Paint has mamashos. But okay, but I can tell you the Sidrei Torah's raya is not a good raya, but I can't tell you the Sidrei Torah doesn't think what he thinks. Meaning, so the Sidrei Torah holds that one or the other is good enough. I'm sorry, that you need both, or one or the other is not good enough, that you need both heterin, so we got a problem. Meaning, the raya of the Sidrei Torah is not such a great raya, but at the end of the day, he's explicit, you cannot rely on the fact that it's Eivah Mamashos, so you should stop at Gamal Tamarish on the Chudei Ulai in this month. Maybe we can't rely on Lunai either. And then he writes that he thinks he has a raya that the Sidrei Torah does rely on Noi alone. He points out the Rosh asks in Simcha Vav Al Tabas Dechuka Amai Chotzetzes. If a ring is stuck on her finger, why is it a chatzitza? V'tirtz b'shem ha'raivit v'fishmak pedas asiru b'shas lisha. Right? We've said that 1,000 times already. Because she'll remove it when she needs dough. הרי חזינון שסובר הראש על טעם ראשון לחודי יש לסמך לדינה. You see that the Rosh holds that for the first reason alone it's good enough. Or is it, how do you see that the Rosh holds the first reason alone is good enough? That Lanai is a good enough reason? Meaning, what does Lanai do? It means that it's enomacted, right? So if it's Lanai and there's never a time that you need to remove it, it would be called enomacted. The Gama says, Retire Sikrat Mandala, and having Misev Raleo Rab Shem Rashal, the Tabas Pa Noshim Enochotzi Mai Taima. Men don't need dough, and therefore, if they're not needing any dough, they're never going to remove their rings. Or a woman who doesn't make chalas. Okay, maybe there's low plugs over there. But the bottom line is that the assumption is still there that if you don't normally remove it, it shouldn't be a chatzitza. Hare, the Gama Sifritar is over to Tamshul Lenoi, Viofi, change from Tzorok last year, ain't no chotzeitz. So says Ramosh, the bottom line is, you see that a ring, if you never remove a ring, shouldn't be a chatzitza. Why? Why isn't it a chatzitza? It's on your skin, it's blocking the water, why isn't it a chatzitza? Because it's Lenoi. And that's Lenoi, it's not a chatzitza. It's a little bit schwer, no? Let's finish the Ramosh. Ramosh says, V'kol shkein ba'af apayim, she'eni yecholu lahasir. And for sure, these eyelashes that she can't take off. Aval nira d'kshishchilu kvar lipol u'chotzeitz ad sheyiblu kulon. The mistabra d'kshishchilu lipol ein chelek hanishar dover noy. You know, when a woman gets her eyelashes done, so she looks great at that wedding, and then a week later she looks ridiculous, right? Because she's got like half an eyelash on, half an eyelash. But it was worth it because they were taking pictures at the wedding. They weren't taking pictures, you know, when she was making potato kugel for Shabbos in her kitchen, you know? So it doesn't matter that it looks ridiculous later. But Ramesh said, if she has to go to the mikveh then that's not Lenoi anymore. Then it looks absurd. And then it's going to be a chatzitza. V'im af k'shi yipa leis a chelik yi a chelik anishar dover noi. Unless Ramesh says, I don't know, I'm not an expert on this. I'm not a beauticianologist. I'm not an expert in how eyelashes work. If when the eyelashes start falling off, whatever is left still looks great. Okay, so then it's all good. Achav shel dini yesh lahatir yisrael mishlotas zay yisrael liyisron yofi elam hu baofen shabloze yesh lachos shetemu usal labayla yesh lahatir. He says, Ribbono Shalom, what do you need the stupid eyelashes for? Ramosh is saying, you could see Ramosh being like, in Russia we didn't do this. In Lebanon, we didn't do this when we were when we were fighting for our lives in order to be able to learn Torah or whatever. This wasn't a thing. What do you need this for? So if she's going to be Mu'usa al Baila without the crazy eyelashes, which... My experience with men in general is that they do not find their wives less attractive without the fancy eyelashes. The women may feel so. If the guy notices, he'll be like, "What's the deal with your eyes? What happened? Are you okay?" Don't say that if you're a husband, right? To say Mu'usa al Bailu, she doesn't have the crazy eyelashes. I shouldn't call them crazy. That's judgmental. If she doesn't have the fake eyelashes, so it's hard to manage. Ramosh says, so I don't see a reason that she should do it. But I'm not so worried about his conclusion. I'm more worried about his raya over here, no? What's his raya? His raya is from the ring. That his raya that noy alone is a good enough reason to be maker is from the ring. Is that a good raya? Maybe I'm missing something over here. Well, why is the ring eino makbid if you never remove it? Because it's beautiful? It's because you never remove it. Meaning, I don't care. It's not because it's beautiful. Guess what? Makeup, you do remove. Noi is a svara that you need for something that you would otherwise remove. But something that you never remove anyway, that's why it's Eino Makbid. I don't care. It's not about it being beautiful. If I never, ever remove it, so it's Eino Makbid. That's the definition of Eino Makbid. But when I deal with something that I'm going to take off, or that's going to come off, or there will be times that I'll want to take it off, The makeup is not super comfortable on the face. So by objective standards of makbid, it comes off, you take it off, you're not comfortable with it. It should be called makbid. Our shayla of nai is the fact that it beautifies her. Does that make it eino makbid so long as she wants to look beautiful? That's the shayla about nai. So I'm missing something over here. I'm not following something in Rav Moshe's tshuva, because Rav Moshe's bringing this raya from the ring. I get what he's saying, that one factor or the other might be enough to be makel, might not be enough to be makel, the taz, the jaytar, I get it, but the raya I'm not sure about. Yeah. I think he was Mako. That's, again, because of Noi, right. Meaning, even though it's uncomfortable, and even though you're going to take it out at night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what I want to get into on Sunday, Shir may have to be at different times. I agree to too many things on Sunday. But stay tuned to the WhatsApp. I'm not sure what my schedule is. Something in DRS, and medical ethics. Anyone know what time I'm speaking at that? There's some student on medical ethics kind of. Okay, still, no one gave me a good idea for the Super Bowl this year. Come on.
Lucas Akram.
The things I don't want to, taunt anybody. All right, anyway. Okay, so on Sunday, assuming we have Shir, which I hope to, we'll start getting into things that are not a chatita, like air, and things like that, or whether air is a chatita or not, things of that nature. Liquid things, all that stuff. Thank you.